We're back with the playoff, and it sounds like Ed is going to be the judge and jury on our playoff. Is that right?
Yes.
That's why you've joined me. I wondered. Nice to see you.
Good morning.
Let's say hello to our two contestants who last week both scored 7 points on the world's expert in wear, and we ought to say they are playing for a nice prize as well, £50 of lunch voucher to have lunch on the terrace at a hotel on the banks of the River Frome. Very nice. Will it be Jennifer from Wareham? Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, then.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Lovely to have you there. Well done. Good score. 7 points. Very impressed. How are you feeling this morning? Confident?
No.
Don't feel confident. Okay. Ben, you sure about that, Jennifer? Feel real confident. You know, you're going to do well.
Thank you.
Ben's in Westbourne. He works at the Purbeck Heritage Centre in Wareham. That's the day job. Morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
How's business at the Heritage Centre?
Nice and busy, just the way we like it.
That's
good weather.
That's good. And I didn't ask you, Jennifer, how's Thumbelina doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
Right, good. Get a plug in there as well. Okay, there's no time limit on this. It is a playoff, and the way it's going to work is, obviously, we go to both of you, and the first person after we go through each round to get the question wrong means you're out and the other wins, so it is sudden death. If we go through 7 rounds on the playoff, we will have a numerical tiebreak. Hey! Because otherwise we'd be here all day. So I just thought I'd say that. Are you ready?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, here we go. And we're going to start with ladies, because Jennifer was the first contestant on, just so you know. So that's the way we're ordering it. Jennifer first and Ben second, if that's all right with everybody else. And let's start that music. So it is the world's expert sudden death, and Jennifer, here's your question. How many royal charters are held by Wareham's town markets?
2
is the right answer. So, Ben, are you ready for your for your first question?
Can I offer a draw and we'll go together?
So, you have to get this right. You have to get this right to stay in the game. Okay, are you ready? Okay. Name one of the industrial estates on the outskirts of Wareham.
Right, it's Sanford Lane Industrial Estate.
That's right. Well done. Very good. So we're on to another round. Round 2 on sudden death. Jennifer, here we go. What's the name of the patch of grass outside Lady St Mary's and the Priory Hotel?
Church Green.
Church Green is the right answer. So, Ben, you have to get this question right to stay in the game. What are the Wareham Forest Way, the Purbeck Way, and the Purbeck Way West?
They are waymarked footpaths starting from Wareham.
Oh, hello. Very good.
This could go on a while.
This might go on a while. Round 3. Jennifer, name one of the building societies in Wareham.
Portland.
The Portman is the right answer, or the Halifax would do. Ben, to stay in the game. This is nail-biting, isn't it? Approximately what time does the first train leave Wareham Station?
Ooh, in which direction?
Hey! Ed.
To Weymouth.
To Weymouth? Ooh.
Oh, that's good. See, he knows what he's talking about. Approximately what time does the first station leave Wareham Station to Weymouth?
Weymouth, 6:20.
You said approximately.
So I think we'll give that 6:25. We are going to give you that. We're on to the fourth round, and we're going to do that after the news because it's 7:29 now. Can you hang on the line, you two, because we could be here for a few minutes more, and we'll come back after the news. I knew those two were going to be good. Jennifer and Ben are still on the line. Hi, Jennifer.
Morning.
I can't believe, and I said, were you confident? You went, oh, I don't know. I mean, you're really good. You're excellent, you are. Very good. Ben, you're too good too.
Thank you.
Yeah, good. So it means we start the music again. We're up to round 4. It's sudden death. And as I say, if we get past 7 rounds, there's a numerical tiebreak. And yes, we have discussed what we're going to do if you get the same answer of the numerical tiebreak, which I'm sorry is you come back tomorrow to do it again. So if you're ready, let's start that clock and see how we do. Good luck, everybody. And Ed is here as our judge, so we move on, and it's into round 4 of sudden death. And Jennifer, here we go with your next question. How far around Wareham do the town walls stretch? All the way, half the way, or three quarters of the way? So, how far around Wareham do the town walls stretch? All the way round, half the way round, or three quarters of the way round?
Three quarters.
Jennifer, three quarters is your answer, yes?
Yeah.
It's the right answer. Well done. Ben, you've got to get this question right to stay in the game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
From which century does the Priory Hotel date from?
Oh.
To stay in the game. Oh. Which century does the Priory Hotel date from?
Sixteen.
So that's the one you're going for? Not wishing to quote Chris, but that's your final answer. Yeah? Okay. 16th century is the right answer.
That was a guess, wasn't it, Ben?
Was that a guess?
No comment.
Well, I'm just impressed because we're now into round five of sudden death. Jennifer?
Yeah?
You ready for your next one?
Yeah.
How many centuries has Wareham Market been running? For how many centuries has Wareham Market been running? You are doing so well. You need to get this... Well, you don't need to get this right, but that means Ben would have to get his question right. How many centuries has Wareham Market been running? Someone asked me the other day how long the music was for the playoff. And do you want to know? It's 10.5 minutes long. And when they've composed it, I said, we'll never need 10.5 minutes of music. We might today. So, how many centuries has Wareham Market been running?
I haven't a clue. I'll say 300.
So you're going for three centuries?
Three centuries, yeah.
It's five centuries. It's five centuries. So now the pressure is on. Ben, if you get this question right, you have won. If you get it wrong, we move on to round six. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What time does Wareham's unique produce and flower auction start? What time of day does Wareham's unique produce and flower auction starts?
8 o'clock.
It's not 8 o'clock. Which means we go into round six on the playoff. Jennifer, what time do you do at work, Jennifer?
Soon.
Don't worry, it'll soon be over because whatever happens, we'll have the playoff or we'll have the tie break and we'll be back tomorrow if you get it, if you draw, which you might do at this rate. What is the full name of Wareham's Quayside? What is the full name of Wareham's Quayside?
I just noticed Wareham Quay.
It's not the answer I'm looking for. I'm going to have to say it's Abbott's Quay is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
It is.
Ed,
you're the judge.
I'm trusting in Laura, who's camping somewhere today.
Can I chip in?
Chip in, Ben.
Yeah, in fairness to the other competitor, Abbott's Quay is on the right-hand side and the Vicky is on the left-hand side.
Which is why we're going to give you a point, Ben. I'll feel generous. And Laura, our quiz master, who's in a camping site somewhere, which now means the pressure is on you, Ben. Thank you. And Jennifer owes you her meal for two if she wins.
I do.
but I think you might get this right, Ben, so we could be going to round seven. What does Guppies sell?
Guppies is a shoe shop.
Yeah, I knew you were going to get that right. So we're into round seven. It's so much more fun that you got Wareham Quay right, Jennifer. What is the middle... That's all right. Round seven. What is the middle section of West Walls known as? And there were executions held there.
Oh, it's Bloody Bank.
Thank you. It's Bloody Bank. The right answer. So, Ben, from Westbourne, who works at Purbeck Heritage Centre in Wareham, it's all down to you. Get this right. We're on to the numerical tiebreak, which we will do off-air, and then we will come back and see whether you agree or not. How much does it cost to visit Wareham Town Museum?
I think it's free.
He thinks it's free. Is that the right answer? If it is the right answer, you have drawn on our sudden death. And the answer is, it should be free, and it is free. Which means we now have a numerical tiebreak. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to set the question, and then Ed is going to speak to you both off-air for your answer, and then we will come back. If you agree, which I think you might do, we will return. I think we will. We will return tomorrow morning. So... The question is, but don't answer, Ian. In fact, I'm going to close their little faders there so they don't say it on the air because they might do. The question we're going to ask them is, how many bells has Lady St Mary's Church got? Ed, go and find out what they say, and whilst we do, we'll do the traffic and travel. Jennifer and Ben are back on the line. Jennifer, I'm so sorry we've delayed you for work. You have been a fantastic contestant. Can I just tell you that? We are so impressed with you. Ben, you've been brilliant as well.
Thank you.
You are a worthy worker at the Purbeck Heritage Centre. Are you the boss there, or...?
I am the supervisor.
I think they should be very proud of you as well, and I think Thumbelina should be proud of Jennifer. So, Ed, here we go. I want to know.
No changing your answers, because you've had time to go and run and get your books out.
Right.
So, Jennifer, I asked you a ring of how many?
And you said... Well, in fact, I'll let Ed, do you want to say what Jennifer
told me 4.
Right, and what did Ben say?
And Ben said 10.
Right. Well, do you both agree those were your answers, Jennifer?
Yes.
And Ben?
Yes.
Right, so what is the right answer?
The right answer...
Ed.
...is 10.
Ben. Ben, you are the world's expert. Congratulations. Let you have the whole fanfare today because you really deserve it. Ben, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Really, really good. And I think there's a bit of a funny postscript to this. What's one of your hobbies?
I'm a church bell ringer. Which one is
you
to Jennifer?
So, Jennifer, you only lost out to a guy who rings church bells on a bell question.
Well,
so,
just like the thing.
I think you, Jennifer, you are brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on.
You've been
a real star.
Thank you.
And I wish you well. And we'll send you a runners-up prize, all right?
Right, thank you.
Bye. So, Ben, congratulations. You've won yourself £50 voucher for lunch on the terrace at the Priory Hotel, looking over the River Froom. You know where that is. You're going to have a lovely time. So enjoy that.
Thank you.
And you'll get a certificate saying you are the world's expert on Wareham, and you really will. I think you should hang that in the Heritage Centre, actually, not in the downstairs loo, because you really are absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
We are very impressed.
I'm very impressed. I'm exhausted.
I think we ought to text Laura Davidson, who set the questions on her camping holiday, to tell her how well you did. Well done, Ben. Do you want to say hello to anybody before you go?
I would like to say to my staff, I'm going to be late into work, so can they open up, please?
Head into where? The Heritage Centre isn't open, sorry.
Ben, well done. Thanks for coming
on.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Cheers.